Let me flow and glow. A nigga from Atlanta writes to Boss Mac. He say, Boss Mac, we fuck with you out here. I got niggas tuning in. Here is my issue. I got a nice team developing. My main bitch is a black bitch. She is cool. She a bad bitch. I love her. But my number two bitch, my newest bitch, is a white bitch. Now, I'm not a racist motherfucker out here, my nigga, but my white bitch is flyer and does everything I say, bro. She breaks major bread with a nigga. She just an all-around cool bitch, man. This shit is crazy. I also have a few other minor bitches here and there, but my white bitch is fucking up my feelings about my black bitch, making me want to make a switch, man. Boss Mac. Even though the black bitch hasn't done anything to me, I'm just having issues dealing with this shit, man. My nigga, elaborate on that. All right, y'all niggas. It go like this, man. You know, man, it's whenever you, you know, you got a team and shit, man, and you just get a overly pretty bitch, or you get like a bad white bitch. Like, not like white bitches are superior. Like, a overly pretty bitch would do the same shit to your team. Like, a super pretty bad bitch would fuck your team up like that too, man. It's just, it's really just, it's like the bitch is like the sun, man. It's like gravity and shit, man. Like, you just get warped around the goodness of a bitch, man. Especially if a bitch is coming through with everything, man. That shit is like fucking, like, man, that shit is difficult, man. It make you make bad decisions, man. It make you make bad decisions, man. And I want to say that it is very important that you don't make bad decisions, man, in the fire of that, man. It's like a fire and shit. Don't make bad decisions in the midst of that, man. You got to stay focused and keep the team balanced, man. Remember the whole team, man. You don't know what's going on, man. You've been putting work into the black bitch. And, you know, you got to respect that. Respect the work that you put in with the bitch and where you're at with a bitch, because shit go left, man. You got a team, man. The team be humming along, man. Four, five bitches, it be humming along. The next thing you know, two bitches gone. Just like that. You be like, what the fuck? Oh, God, I'm down. Three bitches. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. Anything can happen. It's fluid. And especially, man, you know what? With white bitches, man, I ain't trying to doubt a white bitch, but man, one thing about white bitches, man, especially ones with a little bit of paper, which most of them got paper, is, you know, sometimes, man, that wanting to fuck with a nigga come from some other shit, like mad at their parents or some shit like that, or some, you know what I mean? A bitch using you to lash out. You don't even know it. You just feeling happy to be there and shit. Next thing you know, you all in love and shit, taking shit serious. And then the bitch family, bitch got to go to a different school. Bitch got to move because all of a sudden her pops found out about your ass. Like, you fucking with a nigga? Are you fucking serious, bitch? Shut your shit down, man. I don't know, man. You know, different white bitches. I fuck with white bitches, though, man. But when the pressure go up, man, I done seen some shit, man. I done seen some little weird shit, man, from white bitches, man. You know what I'm saying? I remember this one white bitch, man. just an anecdote, just to let you know, man, how shit go, man. I remember I had this one white bitch, man. This bitch. Oh, shit, I got to start telling some of these stories. But anyway, man, here's a white bitch I got that chose me because of the blog. You feel me? The Top Magnetic blog. You know what I'm saying? It's a white bitch that chose from the blog, bro. And she was fucking with me for a minute. And she was papered up, bro. It was a beautiful bitch, man. I had plans for that bitch, man. But, man, I don't know, man. It's fucking around with this bitch, man. Nigga. I remember that bitch thought she was pregnant, bro. You feel me? Nigga was fucking, you know. Nigga fucked her a couple times, once or twice or some shit. And man, she thought she was pregnant, man, and the mental breakdown that she had with thinking that her, what would her pops do when he found out that a nigga had got her pregnant, man. It was, man, you should have seen that shit, man. I was like, wow, bitch, it is not that fucking serious. You feel me? You ain't pregnant. You feel me? Ooh, wow, bro. Like, wow. That shit was crazy, man. But anyway, it kind of, it you know, not, I had more instances, but that's like one that stood out, like, because bitch was so gung-ho trying to fuck with me, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely wasn't on no get no bitch pregnant shit. You feel me? But anyway, you know, white bitches is like, to me, they like brittle, like they like fragile, more fragile than black bitches. But then black bitches are less compliant. You feel me? It's difficult. You got to really be popping to get them to do shit. It's a trip, man. You got to stay on your toes, man. Don't fuck up the stable, man. Keep the stable together, man. You feel me? Keep this stable together, man. Don't never turn your back on the other bitches, man, because you might need them, man. I'm going to keep it 100 with you, man. You never know when you need them bitches, man. You be like, wow. Your shit just fall apart one afternoon on your ass, my nigga. And you be like, wow, thank God for these bitches. Thank God for these other bitches, man. You know what I mean? I love all my bitches.